Blog Talk Radio.
And good Wednesday morning. We have made it halfway through a busy week in the world of sports. Jeff Wirtz back in the Blog Talk Radio studios for another edition of 15 Minutes of Fan. We will get to the NBA in just a little bit. A lot of playoff action and the NHL. A couple of things going on. First of all, in the MLB, we'll save the Royals to later. We'll save the Royals to later. Because there is something that really needs to be talked about right off the bat. And that is what is going on in Boston, Massachusetts, namely at Fenway Park. For the second straight night in this series between the O's and the Red Sox, another controversial occurrence happened last night. We know on Monday night, Adam Jones was subjected to multiple and continuous racial slurs throughout the night by Boston fans, including throwing things at him throughout the night and just absolutely terrorizing Adam Jones. Just a bad, bad look by the Boston Red Sox. It continued last night, and this was more on the player side than the the slurs continued, but the controversy continued last night with the players. And one, Chris Sale, of course, you remember Chris Sale changed his socks in the offseason, came over from Chicago, and I just love making that joke. I don't know why. I just think that joke is funny. So apologies for that. Chris Sale came over from Chicago to Boston, and a little bit of a weird, stupid occurrence last night with he and Manny Machado. If you did miss it, Chris Sale, after a little bit of a contention with one Manny Machado, and when is Manny Machado not in a little bit of a war of words with someone? Chris Sale decided to, and whether it was on purpose or not, I don't know, it was, threw a 98 mile an hour fastball directly at the knees of Manny Machado, actually went behind him. Machado, after the game, just goes irate, just absolutely irate, claiming that Chris Sale was trying to hit him in the head. Well, Machado, Chris Sale was trying to hit you in the head. Chris Sale needs to go back to Double A because that was horrible location. If he was trying to hit you in the head and he hit you in the butt, that was, well... with Machado, we wonder where his head is sometimes, but I just don't get it. And I'm not even going to try to read the Machado interview because it was just F-bomb after F-bomb after F-bomb. There were three or four words in that statement that weren't F-words. And just, I mean, he absolutely went irate at Chris Sale and at the Boston Red Sox. And Chris Sale, after the game last night, was asked about the pitch, and he said, "Whatever, man, I'm not losing any sleep over it." And I think for the most part, nobody is. I don't think anyone on the Orioles side nor the Red Sox side is losing a whole lot of sleep about this. Neither is Manny Machado. But after the last two incidents, this series needs to get over and just needs to finish. It's been a bad couple of days in Boston. The Red Sox do get the 5-2 win. Not that it really mattered in the grand scheme, because everything just kind of collapsed after that incident with the with Manny Machado and Chris Sale. All right, we will go to the Royals now. Speaking of a rough night, speaking of a guy, somebody that got beat up, that was the Kansas City Royals. A one-game winning streak, quote-unquote winning streak, coming in to the game last night, and then they end up getting absolutely pounded by the Chicago White Sox last night. Danny Duffy had a very un-Duffy-like outing. 5 innings, allowed 10 hits, and 6 earned runs. All of those runs were charged to all of the 6 Chicago runs charged to Danny Duffy. Chris Young comes in relief of him. And if there was a bright spot in this game, Chris Young, 3 innings, allowed 1 hit and struck out 2. A guy that somehow, you know, some ways you could not count on, he came up big in this thing, of course, in garbage time. And on the opposite side, the bats for Kansas City were just horrific, just terrible. One hit by Hosmer, Merrifield, Escobar, and Colon. Elsewhere, nothing. And that is partially due to the weak bats, but you have to give Jose Quintana credit. And I said this yesterday, they were going to have an uphill battle against Quintana. I didn't realize how uphill it was going to be. He gets his second win of the year. 8 innings, allowed 4 hits, struck out 7, and really cruised through the first 3 or 4 innings, even first 5 innings of this game. Really had no problem. He gets pulled out in the 8th inning after throwing 102 pitches, but really it just overall dominated the Royals last night. So Kansas City back in the losing column. They fall to 8-17 on the year. They have a game coming up once again tonight. They finish out the series against the White Sox, trying to get any sort of hope going into the next couple of weeks. A lot of home games left for Kansas City. They need to capitalize on that home field advantage if they are going to even try to stay in this AL Central race. They have to win some games in the month of May. All right, we'll move to the NBA now. A couple of games in the association last night. Game 2s in both the Eastern and Western Conference. First of all, in the East, it was the Boston Celtics with a 129-119 victory. Isaiah Thomas, 53 points for Boston, had a just incredible night for the Celtics last night. John Wall gets 40 for the Wizards, but just not enough, as the Celtics would get the game 2 win, now lead that series 2-0. And in the Western Conference, game 1 in the Western Conference semifinals, it was Golden State virtually cruising in this ballgame. They get a 106-94 win. That wasn't as close as it was. Golden State had a big lead going into that fourth quarter and really just kind of held this thing the entire way. 106-94. Steph Curry with 22 points last night, including a perfect night from the free throw line. He led the scorers for the Warriors last night. And again, they get game 1 of their series against the Utah Jazz last night, 106-94. Games tonight in the association, both game 2s, one in the Eastern Conference, one in the West. First of all, in the East at 6 tonight with the Toronto Raptors taking on the Cleveland Cavaliers. That game going on at the Q in Cleveland, Ohio. The Cavaliers got the game 1 win early on in the series. The Raptors now trying to even that up. Again, 6 o'clock tonight, TNT is where you can find the Raptors and Cavs. In the late game tonight, it is the Rockets taking on the Spurs. Right now, Houston with that one game lead after getting the victory just a couple of days ago. Now they take on the San Antonio Spurs. That going back to San Antonio, the Spurs try to get something going on their home court. It's tough to win in San Antonio. In the regular season, they were 31-10 in the regular season in San Antonio. That's impressive. Just had a very, very nice home record this year. They hope to get that, continue that, and get the victory so again, Raptors, Cavs at 6, and Rockets, Spurs at 8:30. Also going on the NHL playoffs last night, a couple of games in the NHL. First of all, in the early game, it was the Rangers getting the game 3 win against the Senators 4-1. They had really no problem with this game. Four different players scoring for the Rangers last night, and they get back into this series against the Senators. Now a 2-1 lead for Ottawa. But right now, the Rangers looked good last night. They hope to continue a little bit of a roll and get back to a tie series. That game coming up on Thursday. We'll have a nice little matchup between the Rangers and Senators. And in a series that has just been fantastic, just an absolutely wonderful series, Nashville gets the 2-1 victory over the Blues last night. The Predators now lead that series 3-1. So the Blues have to come back. They have to get some victories or this thing is going to be over. They are facing a must win coming up in a couple of days. They are facing big, big odds right now. If they can't get anything done, this thing is going to be over. Games in the NHL tonight, a pair in the NHL tonight. First of all, at 6:30, it is Caps Penguins. The Penguins hold the series lead right now, 2-1. That is game 4 tonight of the Eastern Conference second round, the Washington Capitals and Pittsburgh Penguins. That a 6:30 start on NBC Sports Network between the Caps and the Penguins. And in the late game tonight, it is the Ducks taking on the Oilers. Right now, Edmonton leads that series 2-1 after getting the Game 3 victory, rather convincingly getting the Game 3 victory. Now, they hope to try to continue that in Game 4, about a 9 o'clock start on NBC Sports Network as well. All right, looking at the MLB with the Kansas City Royals, they just try once again to get something going. They had that one game, but just could not match up again tonight. They try to go back in the winning column tonight as they take on the Chicago White Sox. Nathan Carnes going to the mound for the boys in blue tonight, 0-2 with a 6.26 ERA. It will be his fourth start of the year. He went six innings in his last outing, gave up 4 runs. Both actually that coming against Chicago just last week. He is matched up against Mike Pelfrey. Pelfrey, no stranger to the Royals. Of course, he was a former Detroit Tiger in a very good lineup, very good rotation in Detroit. Now he moves over to Chicago and bolsters that pen, bolsters that rotation quite a bit too. He right now 0-1 with a 5 ERA, only 3 strikeouts in his 5 outings. He has reached the minimum of 90 pitches a couple of times. Just really has not had the start to the season that he was hoping for, but he tries to get back on the right track. Both of these pitchers trying to get back into the win column tonight, as are the Royals. Chicago right now 14-11, and of course Kansas City 8-17. All right, that is all I have for you today. Have a great Wednesday. We are starting the downhill slide toward the weekend. I'll be back tomorrow for your Thursday edition of 15 minutes of fame.